Blog Talk Radio.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. For frightening me, and now we flee for fallen leaves. The ground and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the sun, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejecting the reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling us Ham. Made us worship the Son of Man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your soul, y'all magnify, y'all cut his grace.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another broadcast of Nothing But the Truth, giving all praises and all honor and all glory unto the mighty Elohim, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, whose name is Yahweh. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. And Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Again, welcome to Nothing But the Truth. Here at the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 19007 Vine Street. I am your host tonight, Morey Ishia, of the House of Israel of Cincinnati, here to bring you nothing but the truth of the mighty Yah. And who is this Yahweh? Yahweh is the Elohim of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, and the only king and redeemer and savior of Israel and the world. And we give all praises, glory, and honor unto him. I'd like to welcome everyone listening in our internet audience and by telephone on Blog Talk Radio. We know that the only reason you have gathered yourselves unto this program is because of your great fear and love toward the Most High. And we are going to discuss a very interesting topic tonight. A topic that undoubtedly many of our people and men in the world does not know about. And let me tell you why it is so important that we discuss this topic tonight. Because what we're discussing tonight and what we will be discussing is about the first thing that Yahweh did in the Holy Scriptures. It's pertaining to something that Yahweh showed us in the very beginning. As a matter of fact, this is the first action we see take place. And if we don't know about what did this action, then what do we know about? You'll hear people say, well, they don't, you'll hear especially when you're trying to talk to people of other religions and show them the word of the Most High, they might tell you, you don't understand how the Christ of the New Testament can be who he is and how this, the faith that you're supposed to possess once you have the blood of Christ, you can't understand it because you don't have the Holy Ghost. And wouldn't you know, not only do the people that say that have no idea what the name of the Holy Ghost is, and ask them, say, you say you're saved or baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Well, what is the name of the Holy Ghost? They don't know. What is a Holy Ghost? They don't know. Define the Holy Ghost. They can't define it. And then you'll also hear people say, well, they don't know about it because they don't have the Holy Spirit on them. Well, what is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? What does the Holy Spirit mean? Define this Holy Spirit. And still, people will come up empty. Well, go to the book of Genesis, the first chapter. In Genesis, the first chapter, in the first verse, it states, in the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. Brothers and sisters, this is the first thing that ever happened. This right here, the Spirit of Elohim moved. Nothing took place before that. This is what happened first. The spirit of Elohim moved. Now, what does that mean? What is the spirit of Elohim? And why is it that the spirit of Elohim had to move upon the face of the waters prior to the third verse, which says, and Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. And everything that's in the light is essential to life. The light, as we taught, is the word of Yah. And the word of Yah is his law. And by Yah's law, that is wisdom. So why is it that the spirit of Elohim had to come before the light? What is the spirit of Elohim? And this is the statement that a lot of people say, that you don't have the spirit of Elohim. You don't got the Holy Ghost. You don't have the Holy Spirit. You got to have a spirit. Well, what is this spirit? And that is what we're going to be discussing. What is the spirit of Yah? Because there are many spirits. Go to the book of Ecclesiastes. In Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7. We'll start at verse 6. It says, or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the vessel broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was. That's what happens when you die. People ask, what happened when you die? Because people think that you might go to heaven and float on clouds, which is a lie, or you go to some underground paradise where waters are flowing and there's some kind of underground beach where you get all kind of big-eyed virgins. Some people think that you turn into a caterpillar or reincarnated into a cow or roach or something. But what happens when you die? It states, the dust shall return to the earth, because that's what your body is made of. And as it was, because that's what your body was before it became you. And the spirit shall return unto Elohim, who gave it. Spirit, which is your life force, goes back to the giver of life, because that's who the spirit belongs to. Also, go to the book of Numbers. Believe on what the book of Numbers, the 16th chapter. And we're going to start reading Numbers chapter 16. Hold on a second. Numbers 16, verse 20, where it states, and Yahweh spoke unto Moses and Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O Elohim, the Elohim of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will thou be wroth with all the congregation? And I wanted to show you that Yahweh is the Elohim of the spirits of all flesh. All the spirits belong to the Most High. He's the Elohim of all spirits. So we got to know, what is the spirit of Elohim? Because there's many different spirits. But Yahweh is the Elohim of all of them. Look in the book of Genesis, the second chapter. In Genesis chapter 2, we'll begin reading in verse 7. It says, And Yahweh Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath, or the spirit, because breath and spirit is the same word, ruach, the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So a spirit is likened to the breath. That's why you'll see it say sometime the spirit of the wind, or the four spirits, because the wind is a spirit, because it's a breath. It's something that moves through the air. But what is the spirit of Elohim? Go to Genesis, the sixth chapter. In Genesis 6th chapter, we'll start reading in verse 5. No, verse 3. And Yahweh said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. So Yahweh has a spirit, but for some reason, he said, I'm not going to allow my spirit to strive with this man forever. Why is that? And we're going to find that out when we start to realize and understand what the spirit of Elohim is. Go to Genesis 41. I'm going to begin showing you and breaking this down for you. Because not everyone, and most of us, myself included, we don't know what we think we know until it is posed to us to understand, until we find it in the word of the Most High. And until you seek Yah to know a thing, you might not know what you think you know. And though you might believe the spirit of Yah is with you, and it very well may be, but how much greater can you be once you understand this spirit? Because it says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get ye wisdom. But with all you're getting, get understanding. So let's get some understanding. In Genesis 41, we'll begin reading in verse 32. This is about when Joseph, was called up out of the prison to interpret Pharaoh's dream. And he did interpret Pharaoh's dream. He let Pharaoh know about the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of famine, and that he should set a man over Pharaoh's house to order the abundance and to make it so that in the time of famine, they will not fall into destruction, that they would have stored their abundance properly and was wise over their increase. And we pick up in verse 32 where it says, And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by Elohim, and Elohim will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man, discreet and wise, discreet meaning understanding and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt to rule. That's what set him over the land of Egypt means, to rule. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years, and let them gather all the food of those good years at that time that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store and for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the spirit of Elohim is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as Elohim have showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. So we see that once Pharaoh saw how wise and understanding Joseph was, he said, look, you have the spirit of Elohim upon you. Why? Why did Pharaoh discern that the spirit of Elohim was upon Joseph? Because he said he was wise and discreet, meaning understanding. He had understanding. He had wisdom. And it was in abundance, and it was great, and it was so in such a manner that it set him aside from everybody. Who else was able to interpret Pharaoh's dream? Who else was able to tell him what to do with order and justice, with mercy, with knowledge? Who else was able to do this? It was Joseph. And he had the spirit of Elohim. And you see, wisdom and discretion are all important when describing the spirit of Elohim. But let's investigate further and see if we can start to see a pattern of consistency, so we can clearly define with the word of Yah what the spirit of Yah is. And you notice, if you want to know what something means, the best place to look is the word of Yahweh. There's not a better reference book than Yah's word. I don't have to take you to Strong's Concordance to look up what the definition of spirit of in Yah is. All we have to do is look in Yah's book. And in Yah's book, in the book of Exodus, the 31st chapter, the third verse, we'll start at the first verse, where it reads, and Yahweh spoke unto Moshe, saying, see, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Yehuda, and I have filled him with the spirit of Elohim in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in cutting stones to set them, in carrying of timber, in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom that they may make all that I commanded thee. He put the spirit of Elohim in Bezaliel in wisdom and in understanding, so they could do all manner of work. Again, in the 35th chapter of Exodus, the 31st verse, it reads, and he hath filled, in verse 30, and Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, Yahweh hath called by name Bezaliel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Yehuda, and he hath filled him with the spirit of Elohim, in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. And skip down to verse 34 so I can show you why the spirit of Elohim is important for this task. In verse 34 it says, and he hath put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. See, in order for these brothers to be able to show the people and teach the right way to do this work, they needed the spirit of Elohim in wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. How do you think the Most High created the heavens and the earth? Let me show you in the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. And I know that the word of Yah is a magnificent experience. Because when somebody says, how do you think Yahweh created the heavens and the earth? That's a large statement. How can one man know how Yahweh created the heavens and the earth? Well, that's because Yahweh told you how he did it. He told you what he did. All we have to do is read his word and understand him and believe him, and we'll begin to see the greatness of his word. And we'll see here in Proverbs 3, verse 19, it states, Yahweh by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. And didn't he say in Exodus 35 and in 31 that he filled Bezaliel with the spirit of Elohim in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship to do this work, and Aholiab to teach the people how to do the work? How else are you going to be able to do and show and teach perfection if it's not by the Spirit of Yahweh? And maybe now we're beginning to see what the spirit of Elohim is. But don't fret. We'll dig deeper and see more clearly what is going on with the spirit of Yah. Go to the book of Numbers, the 27th chapter, and I'll just give you some more insight right now. So far, the spirit of Yahweh is showing us that the spirit of Elohim is wisdom, understanding, knowledge. And these are some essential qualities you need in order to teach, in order to rule. As we see, Yosef was set over the kingdom of Egypt to rule. None was greater than him except Pharaoh by title. But Yosef was the king. Pharaoh was just a figurehead. He was just like the Queen of England today. They don't really do much except have a title in a palace to sit in and say stuff and wave their hand. But the prime minister, he the one or she the one that rules the land. And Yosef was the ruler. And what did he have upon him? The spirit of Elohim. And where were we going? To the book of Numbers. But before we go there, let me go to the book of Judges, the third chapter, just to emphasize on the point I was making about Yosef. In the book of Numbers, the third chapter, we'll begin reading in the 9th verse. Book of Judges, chapter 3, verse 9. And when the children of Israel cried unto Yahweh, Yahweh raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, who delivered them, Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. And the spirit of Yahweh came upon him, and he judged Israel, and went out to war. And Yahweh delivered Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand. And his hand prevailed against Cushan-Rishathaim. And the land had rest 40 years. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. Now, what do we see? Not only do we see that Yahweh raised up a deliverer, because that's how Yahweh delivers his people. He uses one of his servants of the children of Israel to deliver his people. But don't get it mistaken. Yahweh is the only Savior. And you know Yahweh used this man, Othniel, because it says in verse 10, and the Spirit of Yahweh came upon him, and he judged Israel and went out to war. And Yahweh delivered Cushan-Rishathaim, the king of Mesopotamia, into his hand. So we see the only way he was able to be a deliverer was by the spirit of Yah, was by the spirit of Elohim. And what did he do? He judged Israel with the spirit of Elohim. And how long did he do it? 40 years, which is a sign of Yah's judgment. And the spirit of Yah was upon this man, because he was a judge and a deliverer. Was not Joseph a judge? Did he not deliver the 12 tribes of Israel from famine by his wisdom, by his understanding, by his knowledge, because he had the spirit of Elohim upon him? Was not Bezaliel a judge, a teacher, by the spirit of Elohim? Is Yahweh the judge? Yes, he is. Is he a deliverer? Yes, he is. Is he a teacher? Yes, he is. He's the creator. And he did it by wisdom, by understanding, by knowledge. As all those that have the spirit of Elohim will do. Also, look in Judges, the 14th chapter. In Judges 14, start reading at the first verse, so you know who we're talking about. And Samson went down to Timnath, and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother, and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, or among all my people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said unto his father, get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. But his father and his mother knew not that it was of Yah, and that he sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother to Timnah, and came to the vineyards of Timnah, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the spirit of Yah came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father nor his mother what he had done. You see, the spirit of Yah came on him mightily, with might, and gave him this superhuman strength. And he ripped up a lion with his bare hands. While they making movies about superhuman other nations, we need to just look in this book and read about the superhuman abilities of Yah's servant with his spirit that came mightily upon Samson, and he rent in pieces a lion. Also, go to Judges 15, still on Samson. Look at the 14th verse. And it says in Judges 15, verse 14, and when he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the spirit of Yahweh came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loose from off his hands, and he found the new jawbone of a donkey, and put forth his hand, and took it, and he slew 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of an ass have I slain 1,000 men. How did he do it? He did it with the spirit of Yahweh that came mightily upon him. And what was Samson? He was a judge. He was a deliverer. And the spirit of Yah gave him might. How else was he going to be able to do these things? Also, go to the book of Numbers, the 27th chapter, so we can begin to uncover and uncover this great spirit of Yah. In Numbers 27, we'll begin reading at verse 15. Now we'll start at 12. It says, and Yahweh said unto Moshe, get thee up into this mount Abarim, and see the land which I have given unto the children of Israel. And when thou hast seen it, thou also shalt be gathered unto thy people, as Aharon thy brother was gathered, For you rebelled against my commandment in the desert of Zin, in the strife of the congregation, to sanctify me at the water before their eyes, that is the waters of Meribah, in Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin. Why is it that Yahweh was going to allow Moshe to die for this? Because Moses, had Yah's spirit on him. And Moses didn't do what Yahweh told him to do, because he let his emotions, his anger, go before him. And he lost control for a small moment. But Moses was that holy. Moses was that special. Moses was that important. And his position was that great that that mistake costed him to go walk into the land. And why? Because Yahweh said his spirit will not strive with man, because man will do wrong. And Yahweh's spirit is holy, and he's not going to allow his spirit to be defiled with anyone. So Moses had to die at 120. And after Yahweh told Moses this, Moses said in verse 15, Moses spoke unto Yahweh, saying, let Yahweh, the Elohim of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of Yahweh be not as sheep, which have no shepherd. And Yahweh said unto Moses, take thee Yehoshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thy hand upon him. What's in Yehoshua that he would choose him? The Spirit. What Spirit? It got to be the only Spirit that would give him this ability to rule, to go out before and come in, to be a shepherd. And Yahweh said, lay your hand upon him and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of thy honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him at the judgment, after the judgment of the Urim before Yahweh. At his word shall they go out, and at his word shall they come in, both he and all the children of Israel, with him even all the congregation. Also, on this same point, go to Deuteronomy 34. In Deuteronomy 34, we'll start reading at verse 8, where it says, and the children of Israel wept for Moshe in the plains of Moab 30 days, so the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. Verse 9, and Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as Yahweh commanded Moses. Why was he full of the spirit of wisdom? Because Moses laid his hands upon him. Because in Yahushua, the spirit was in him. What spirit? Of course, the spirit of Elohim. Why? Because he had to rule. He had to judge. He had to go before them. He had to teach them. At his word, the children of Israel had to go forward or stay. And how else was Yah's servant going to rule if not by the spirit of Elohim? Also, look in the book of 2 Samuel. Because what we're seeing and what we've discovered is that the spirit of Yahweh endows you with wisdom, understanding, knowledge, might. And what else? Well, we're going to see what else. Look in the book of 2 Samuel 23. In 2 Samuel 23, verse 1, it states, "Now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the Elohim of Yaakov, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, the Spirit of Yahweh spoke by me." You see, we're about to find out exactly how deep the Spirit of Yah is. Not only does the Spirit of Yah come with qualities, abilities, but the Spirit of Yah is going to tell you how to be, what to do, what it is. I ain't never seen the New Testament talk about the Holy Ghost this much. Describe the Holy Ghost like this. Say anything about the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, I've seen where the New Testament tells you, speaking by the Holy Ghost, nobody know what you're talking about. When you talk to the Holy Ghost and you speak in those strange tongues, say you're not even profiting anything. Yet here in Yah's book, we see the Spirit of Yahweh delivers, judges, teaches, gives knowledge, wisdom, understanding. "And the Spirit of Yah spoke by me," David said, "and his word was in my tongue. The Elohim of Israel said," because that's what the Spirit of Yah belongs. That's who the Spirit of Yah belongs to. It belongs to him. So if the Spirit of Yah is speaking, Yahweh is speaking. "The Elohim of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Elohim." So if you're going to have the Spirit of Yah upon you, you got to be right. That's why the Spirit of Yah said this to David. Because you're a ruler. And you're going to rule. And you're going to walk before me and judge my people. You must be righteous. You must have the fear of Yah. That's what the Spirit of Yahweh will provide for you. The ability to be right. The ability to have the fear of Elohim. And if you accept this Spirit, verse 4 says, "He shall be like the light, as the light of the morning, when the sun rises, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain." That's how glorious a righteous ruler, ruling in the fear of Elohim, who has accepted the Spirit of Yah, will be. Why do you think whenever the people saw David, they say, "You are an angel of Elohim"? That's what they said about David. "You are an angel of Yah. You are an angel of Elohim." How do I know that these testimonies of the people saying, "David, you're an angel"? How do I know they saw exactly who David was? Well, look in the book of Zechariah, just to show you that Yah's words are the truth, that there is no failing in the truth and the richness of Yah's word. If you're going to be right, if you're going to rule, you've got to be right. And if you accept this Spirit of the Most High, then you're going to be like a bright light shining in the morning after rain. And that's how David was. How do we know? The people said, "David, you like an angel." And in Zechariah, the 12th chapter, in verse 10, it says, "And in that day," hold on, let me make sure I'm at the right. In verse 7, it says, Zechariah 12 and 7. Yahweh also shall save the tents of Yehuda first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Yehuda. And in that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as Elohim, as the angel of Yah before them, because he'll be ruling, because he'll be giving them the spirit of Yah. And they accept it, and they will shine and be like angels. They'll be like Elohim. That's how the house of David will be, as it once was. That's how I know this statement that David made is from the spirit of Yah, because the spirit of Yah has taught this, has prophesied this, has backed it up and showed us this. Now, let me show you again some more about the importance of being right and being in the fear of Yah. If you have the spirit of Yah, go to the book of 1 Samuel, the 10th chapter. Because what we're seeing is the spirit of Yah is wisdom, understanding, it's knowledge, it's might, it's the fear of Yah. And there's some more things that it is, and we're going to find out. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6 says, start at verse 6, it says, "In the spirit of Yah speaking to Saul." This is Samuel speaking to Saul. "And the spirit of Yah will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for Elohim is with thee." Now the spirit of Yah is going to turn Saul into another man. We'll see some more about this in the 11th chapter of this same book. In the 6th verse, it says, we'll start at verse 4. "Then the messengers of Gibeah of Saul and told the tidings in the ears of the people, and all the people lifted up their voices and wept. And behold, Saul came after and heard out of the field. And Saul said, What aileth the people that they weep? And they told him the tidings of the men of Jabesh. And the spirit of Elohim came upon Saul when he heard these tidings, and his anger was kindled greatly. And he took a yoke of oxen and hewed them in pieces and sent them throughout all the coast of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, Whosoever cometh not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen. And the fear of Yahweh fell upon the people, and they came out with one consent. And when he numbered them in Bezek, the children of Israel were 300,000, men of Yehuda, 30,000. And what did the spirit of Yah do for Saul? It gave him the spirit to judge, the spirit to be strong and to deliver. And it allowed the spirit of the fear of Yah to fall upon the people, because he was doing what he was told to do. Judge his people. Judge Yahweh's people. But we'll see what happens in 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter. And we'll begin reading in the 11th verse. "And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look upon. And Yahweh said, Anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the spirit of Yahweh came upon David that day, from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Now, why did Yahweh put his spirit on David? Because David was to be the king. But in verse 14, it says, but the spirit of Yahweh departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from Yahweh troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold, an evil spirit from Elohim troubleth thee. Let our master now command thy servants which are before thee to seek out a man who is a cunning player on a harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from Elohim is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now, a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite that is cunning and playing, and a mighty and valiant man, and a man of war, and a prudent in matters, and a comely person, and Yahweh is with him. So you see, the spirit of Yah was on David, a man of war, prudent. He was wise. He had knowledge and understanding with matters. He was strong, and he was beautiful. And Yahweh was with him because the spirit of Yah was on him. And how else was the spirit of evil that Yahweh put on Saul going to be tamed if not by the spirit of Yah? But the spirit of Yah wasn't on Saul anymore. Why not? Because Saul rejected Yah. And how do we know? We know that by reading 1 Samuel 15, where it says, in verse 10, then came the word of Samuel, word of Yahweh unto Samuel, saying, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto Yah all night. You see, that's why he took the spirit from him, because he didn't keep Yah's word. And didn't Yahweh show us that he who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Elohim? Go to the book of 1 Kings, and I want to show you what the spirit of Yah does. Because showing you what it does is showing you what it really is. And in 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter, we'll begin reading at verse 7. It says, and now, O Yahweh, my Elohim, thou hast made thy king, thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in, and thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased Yahweh that Solomon had asked this thing. And Elohim said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. How else you going to judge? How else are you going to rule if it not by going to Yah and asking for these spirits? Behold, I have done according to thy words, Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall there any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. You see, Yahweh told him, if you do these, if you keep my law, then I'll lengthen your days. And I'll be with you as I was with your father David. And yet, Solomon, he did not do everything he should have done. How do we know? Because in the book of 1 Kings, the 11th chapter, we'll see this. In verse 9, chapter 11, 1 Kings. And Yahweh was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from Yahweh Elohim of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other Elohim, but he kept not that which Yahweh commanded. Wherefore Yahweh said unto Solomon, for as much as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee and will give it unto thy servant. Why? Because even though Solomon was the wisest king ever, he didn't accept what Yahweh gave him. Even though he had more wisdom and understanding than anyone ever, Yahweh still had to remove his spirit because he didn't fear Yah as his father David. Saul didn't fear Yah. And you must fear Yah if the spirit of Yah is to be upon you, so you can do what Yahweh has sent you to do, which is serve him. Now, what we've discovered is that the spirit of Yah, it provides wisdom, is knowledge and understanding and might and the fear of Yah. But there's more to the spirit of the Most High. And let's see if we can find what that is. If we go the book of Proverbs, and I lost my scripture. Let me get it there. Proverbs, the 20th chapter. In Proverbs chapter 20. Let's start reading at verse 18. No, that's not the one I want. Proverbs 19, I'm sorry. Proverbs 19. Verse 21. Proverbs 19, verse 21. It says here, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of Yahweh, that shall stand. And this is what you need if you're going to have the spirit of Yah. Counsel. It's Yah's counsel that stands above all counsel. Look in Proverbs 21, verse 30. It says, there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against Yahweh. How are you going to have any greater counsel than the counsel of the Most High? That is the best counsel. That's where counsel comes from. Look in Proverbs, the 8th chapter. In Proverbs, the 8th chapter, verse 14, it says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me. And those that seek me early shall find me. And what is this speaking? This is the spirit of wisdom. And what is the spirit of wisdom? That's part of the spirit of Yah. Also in Proverbs 1. In Proverbs 1, start reading at verse 25, where it says, but ye have set not at naught all my counsel. And with none of my reproof, I will also laugh at your calamity when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of Yah. They would none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. When you have the spirit of Yah, you have to have counsel because you're only using Yah's counsel. You're only using Yah's advice. Who else's advice are you going to hearken to? Why is the counsel of Yah going to stand above all? Because the counsel of Yah is from his word. He's only going to show you his word. Look in Proverbs 20, verse 18. Now I'll show you that one. And it says, in Proverbs 20, verse 18, every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. How else are we going to move forward? How else are we going to have good decisions if it ain't by the spirit of counsel? And whose counsel? Yahweh's counsel. That's whose counsel. Because the spirit of Yah must consist of this great counsel. Now, when we began this journey this evening, we were trying to find out what is the spirit of Elohim. Because this great spirit moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. Because this great spirit had to move before the light came forth. Because this light inhabited wisdom, understanding, knowledge, might, counsel, and the fear of Yah. It inhabited the spirit of Yah. The spirit of Yah is what powered the light. And we know that Yah's light is wisdom. Yah's light is his word. And his word is his law. So go to the book of Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. In Ezekiel 36, we'll begin reading at verse 17 or 16, where it states, "Moreover, the word of Yah came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanliness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them, for the blood they had shed upon the land, for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed throughout the countries, according to their way, and according to their doings I judged them." As you can see, Yahweh said, you didn't accept me, you rejected me, so he removed us. And when they entered into the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said unto them, these are the people of Yah, and are gone forth out of his land. But I had pity for my holy name's sake. You see, he didn't have pity for us because we did wrong. So our punishment was what we deserved. But for his holy name's sake, he had pity for it, because we have Yah's name upon us. And he said, they just going to keep on defiling my name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went. Wherefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel. No, he's not going to deliver us for our sake, because we haven't been perfect. We haven't been as righteous as we should have been. We haven't done the deeds that we should do. But for his holy name's sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned against among the heathen, whither they went, and I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am Yah, saith Yahweh Elohim, when I shall be sanctified before in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Why will he put his spirit in us? Because we must walk in his ways and keep his judgments, because at this time, we, the children of Israel, will be the rulers of the earth. And we're not going to be able to rule without his spirit. We can't rule with the spirit that we have now, always looking to Congress and the Senate, House of Representatives, and the President to find out what to do. We want to form a government like the heathens and form a rulership like the nations. We want to have a constitution with Article 1, 2, and 3, and we're not continually looking to Yahweh. Well, Yahweh said those days of you trying to rule by your own means are over. You will rule by the spirit of Yah, because you will have his spirit in you. And let me just show you what the spirit of Yahweh is. Go to the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. And I'm about to bring this to a close. So let's go to the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. And we'll begin reading at the first verse. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 11. And what have we been discussing this night? What have we been going over? What is the spirit of Yah? As I said in the beginning of the program, many people in many religions will tell you you can't understand the Christ of the New Testament because you don't have the Holy Ghost, or you don't have the Spirit, or you don't have the Holy Spirit. And then they jump around in the churches and they say, what's happening? What's going on? Oh, he has the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is in him. He's gave me the Spirit. And then they start teaching and hollering and hooping and wailing all across the place. Ah, the Spirit. Let me hear the Spirit. I want to know the Spirit. And they don't have no clue what the Spirit of Yah is. They don't even know the name of the Holy Ghost. They say they baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, yet they don't even know the name of the Holy Ghost. They don't even know the name of the Father or the name of His Son. And you know why? Because they're not dealing with the Spirit of Elohim at all. And you have our own people that claim they know who they are. They know they're Israel. And they'll tell you, you gotta have the Spirit of Yah. I got the Spirit of Yah's on me. Oh, Yahweh's Spirit is with me. How do you know that? What is the Spirit of Yah? If you say the Spirit of Yah is with you, and you teach, you don't have to keep the law. You say the Spirit of Yah is with you, and we say, let's gather ourselves together, and let's discuss our issues. Let's sit at the table like men. Let's not fear the truth. Let's sit here and discuss Yah's word, whether it is controversial or not. Let's discuss His word. And if you say the Spirit of Yah is with you, but you don't come because you're afraid of what might happen, are you really possessing the Spirit of Yah? The Spirit of Yah makes you strong. Some people say they have the Spirit of Yah and they rule over people. Yet, they don't teach the people the word of Yah. They don't show the people how to walk with Yah. Is the Spirit of Yah with you? Maybe the Spirit of Yah is with you and you haven't recognized it for what it really is. Therefore, you don't even know how great you can be. The Spirit of Yah is upon you, yet you haven't realized it. You know you're sharp. You know you're kind of smart. You know you're kind of fearless. You know you're kind of strong. You know you want to follow Yah. You know you got understanding, but you don't really know that Yahweh is with you. And if you knew He was with you, maybe that Spirit, and not maybe, but that Spirit will be magnified because you'll know what you're dealing with. Just imagine you got these fake superheroes in movie world. Just imagine they got this power, but they didn't know they had it. And once they knew they had it, now they saving people. Now they helping people. Well, that's how it is if you got the Spirit of Yah. And you don't even know it. But now you're going to find out if you got the Spirit of Yah. In the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, the first verse, it states, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yahweh." This is the Spirit of Yah. Is it on you? Is the Spirit that you must possess to judge Israel? This is the Spirit you must possess to save Israel. This is the Spirit you must possess to teach Israel. to go in before Israel and out to deliver, to have the spirit of Yah, which is seven spirits. And how do we know? Because that's what we just read. The spirit of Yah shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yah. And what's the seventh? Spirit of Yah is the seventh spirit, because the spirit of Yah is complete. The spirit of Yah is where you get your rest. The spirit of Yah is holy, and the spirit of Yah is blessed. And how do I know this is where you get your rest? Two more scriptures. Jeremiah 6 says in verse 16, thus saith Yahweh, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. But the way of Yah is rest. And last scripture, just to show you, if you really want to know if it is even possible for you to possess spirit of Yah, go to the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, and start reading in the first verse, where it states, now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh Elohim of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye might keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what Yahweh did because of the false deity. For all the men that followed this deity, Yahweh your Elohim hath destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto Yahweh your Elohim are alive, every one of you this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yahweh my Elohim commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this is a great nation. This great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who hath Elohim so nigh unto them, as Yahweh our Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great, that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them to thy children, and to thy sons, and to thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before Yahweh thy Elohim in Horeb, when Yahweh said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. Yahweh's spirit is right here. Right here in his word. Why do you think the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters, and the very next thing he did was deliver his word? Because you need it for everything. It is your life, and it is where you will find his spirit. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the house of Israel. Praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified, and shalom to everyone listening. Hallelujah.
Victim to the lies that your root will appraise and pursue rebellious of the